This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan and his lady, Brittany, been together, what, year and a half, year?
Year and a half, almost two-ish, depending on when you count it. Because she counts it from our first date. I'm like, yeah, we weren't exclusive at that point.
But that's where yeah. It starts now, Dan.
Yeah.
There's just some things you're going to have to let go of. And being in a year and a half, you're going to have to start. So she is having a birthday coming up. And
yes.
Brittany is an incredible gift to give her.
She is amazing.
It's almost unfair, you know, to have to replicate any of that.
Absolutely.
Like, she's one of those people where she's like, I remember this one thing you said 6 months ago.
She's,
and then I did
so unbelievably
extensive
thoughtful.
Research.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, here's a gift card because I'm not that good.
She has spoken with Dan about what she would like. And what has she said to you, Dan?
Yes, so my birthday came and she got me a great gift that I use all the time. She got me this awesome smoker.
So I
was asking her, kind of probing for ideas because I really wanted to knock it out of the park to reciprocate. And she's like, I don't really want anything monetarily. Just write me a love letter.
And
I was like, you sure you don't want something monetarily?
And how about a Louis bag?
Yeah, you trying to get a Louis bag? What you need, Prada?
Oh dear. Tell me how that makes you feel while you're deflecting with humor.
Wow.
That's on psychology degree.
It makes
every day of my life.
All right, you want to do it?
Of course I do.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Okay, and why is that?
Because I am not an emotional person.
Okay, and do you feel that you can't?
I've never written a love letter in my life.
There we are. So it's not that you're not emotional, because I think that I have seen you be emotional in one way or shape or form. Are you afraid of putting into words how you feel because you've never done that before?
I don't know. I just don't want to do it.
Are you afraid that if you put those words down that they mean something different than if you say them out loud?
You're getting real deep.
I know. I know. I know.
It's like the words are heavy for you or something.
Yeah, I'm not that person. Like, I don't have deep emotional conversations with people. Like, when someone's being...
But you're a deep person.
Like, when someone's being vulnerable with me, I freeze up and I'm just like, you want to do you want to drink about it? Like, you want to get...
So pat him on the back.
Has that changed at all, though, during your time with Brittany in terms of when you guys are alone and things you talk about?
No, it's one of the biggest problems in our relationship is my inability to communicate emotionally.
Okay.
Because I'm stunted in that manner.
Okay. And that's okay, because stunted means you can fix it. Do you want to fix it?
Yeah, sure. I want to make her happy.
Do you want to be able to have conversations like that? Do you feel like you're at a point in your life where you need to go on ahead and stretch those legs?
Honestly, dude, I grew up Irish Catholic. I'm used to I'm fine being closed off emotionally. That's where I live.
But you love her enough that you want to keep her so that she will not walk away if you can't open up.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, here's what I'll say.
She could have just wanted a bag. So I don't know what a woman want in a love letter. Like, this is the thing you've wanted in every relationship of your life, is someone to write you a love letter. Give me some like tips.
So you're right. It's all I've ever asked for, and the one thing I've never gotten from any of these that have come before.
Right. And I don't want to be one of them.
Which I've never understood. And so honestly, here's what I would say, Dan. Just being honest and telling her that you love her and whatever.
Yeah.
Some funny anecdote about something that the two of you have been through together that only the two of you know about. Remember that time when, and that's when I knew I loved you. That they're looking towards a future, even though you don't want to say a future, but the future, light future. It's nice to hear.
Hands are getting sweaty.
I know they are. But I think at the end of the day, if you're just honest with her about how you feel about her In your Dan way of saying that.
Absolutely.
That's all she wants.
You're such a good communicator.
You even write amazing rap for us every week.
Yeah, but those are jokes.
Yeah, but it...
Yes and no.
I've seen you do... You have such an ability with words that I don't think you realize most of the time. And you're an awesome communicator. Mm-hmm. Maybe not in the as deep or heavy of a way as you're thinking. But I think as soon as you really sit down and maybe put not necessarily a pen to paper, because I know your penmanship is garbage.
Yeah, she wouldn't be able. It'd be like a prescription of a love letter.
Right. I can
type, but that's okay.
Yeah, I can see you as soon as you start typing and words just flowing out of you.
You have been very kind to me in times when I have needed it. You have been an emotional person for me. So I know you can do it. But the people all are all saying you should just rap about it. From the 781. Dan, just pretend you're writing a weekly wrap up, but make it about love. Dan, write her a love rap.
I don't know if I want my love letter to rhyme.
Write it like a weekly wrap up. You can do it. And to whoever said it's a trap, shut it.
It's not a trap.
Shut it.
What is that?
That's not how she really wants something else and she's just saying this. That's not how Britney operates.
That she wants the Louis and she's just telling you.
She's not that kind of person.
That's not how she operates.
If she wanted the Louis, she would buy it because she's a successful woman and she can do that.
Yeah, if anything, she's my sugar mama. She's way more successful than me.
We're going back to the Destiny's Child of it all, independent women. I don't know. It's the theme, okay?
Look it. I mean, you do you. It's your relationship. It's nobody else's.
Right.
But I will tell you, as someone who's that's all I've ever wanted in my life, and I'm almost 50 years old, I haven't got one. This would be a wonderful thing for you to do. But you do you.
Right.
It's none of my damn business.
You're going to crush it.
Just watch a lot of Hallmark movies and try to steal some stuff.
No.
It's none of our business, but we will be reading it after you deliver it.
Oh, 100%.
Read it before you deliver it so it's not messed up.
100%.
Like an English paper with like a red marker. Like, no, not this one.
Oh, Kennedy's like, wrong.
I already have my red pen out. Let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.